Yesterday we reached the bottom of the Omid. We learned the areas which you have to check for Chometz. The Gemara listed a number of places that you would bring Chometz into, you wouldn't bring Chometz into. One of the points in the Gemara was about a bed. It was a Shimling and Liel. Shimling and Liel said, Mitach Helekes B'Sech HaBayis. A bed that's Helekes B'Sech HaBayis Eitzim V'Avonim Sidurim. Tachtel. There's a seer about such a bed. There's a bed which is Helekes and Pesach. Also the Gemara beforehand, the Gemara halfway down the page says, Shimling and Liel, Mitach Helekes B'Sech HaBayis Omasekes Sicha B'Dika. On the other hand, we had another Gemara, the first wide line, saying, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Eimer, Mitach Elekes B'Sech HaBayis, Ve'itzim Avonim Sedurim Tachtel, O Masekes, Ein HaSichah B'Dikah. So we had a bed which was Chilekes and Masekes. What did Chilekes and Masekes mean? The Rashi says, Chilekes is where it's placed. It's positioned in the house as a divider. To divide up the use of the house, they have a large room. I guess in the olden days, that is basically how they had it. They had a large room. And you have the bed, which was divided up the shimosh. And the shayla of the Gemara was, since the bed is high up, you would store things underneath it. Do you need to check for chametz underneath the bed? Underneath the couch. So there was a Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in one place that said you did, and in one place said you didn't, and the question was how to resolve it, to which the Gemara says it depends how high the bed was. If the bed is high, so then you need to check underneath it, because it's Micha Tashmishte, you would use it. If the bed was low, then you wouldn't use it, and therefore there's no need to check for underneath. You wouldn't store anything underneath, and therefore no need to check for chametz in that area. That is how Rashi let me go on. Tesis, we have a Tesis, the Vematon Mitach Helekes, is coming to argue on Rashi. Pish Rashi, let's start it. Tesis is the top of the Amit. Pish Rashi. Ingen, Tachtel, Mayu. Now the shayla of the Gemara was, do we have to be chishish that there's chometz underneath the bed? Because of the Pirusha, he says, Tesis, I don't understand. So according to Rashi's explanation, what's the difference where, how, and what the purpose of the bed was? The whole point is how high the bed is. What do you use it underneath it? But where the positioning of the bed was, who cares? So why does the Gemara tell you that it's a mitzvah hachilekes? What's the afkamina? Mitzvah hachilekes, do you need to do B'digas Chometz underneath it? Shaila was mitah pisekes, mitah mafsekes, a mitah that's got space underneath it. That's the shaila.
I was wondering, why does it have to say either one? If the whole point is what's underneath it, it could have just said mitah.
A mafsekes means there's space underneath it. It means it's higher.
That means that it's somehow dividing the room, whether we say it's from wall to wall or whether we say it's in the middle. But if the point is that there's stuff underneath it, what does it matter if it's mafsik at all? Whichever word we use.
I'm saying mafsik.
Rashi says we don't need to use this word. I'm saying we don't need to use either word.
Mafsik means there's a cavity between the bed and the ground. Well, that's very critical for us to understand. There's a space, there's an area, halal, between the bed, the base of the bed, where you sleep on the mattress, and the ground. That's critical because we need to know, do you have to check on the area? But if it be a bed that sits on the ground, then obviously you don't need to check anything. But say
the Masekis is talking about from the ceiling to the floor?
The base, from the mattress of the bed to the floor.
That's the Masekis. Okay.
Right? So, that says it's Kassus. Why talk about Chelekes? What's Chelekes got to do with it? Let's go back, second line. It shouldn't have said Achilekes, Elo, Mafsekes, it should have just said Masekes. But too late. Nothing more than that. So therefore, Tzitz is going to say, if the Gemara does say Chalekes, it must be a different reason. Elie Shloima says Elie Shloima, Chalekes, Pesach HaBayis, Umafsekes. Those four words mean, Hainu, Shemunachas, Be'emtza HaBayis. It's placed in the middle of the house. V'chalekes, Hainu, Shemegas mikoisa lekoisa. Mafsekes means that it's a divider. It breaks up the room. Nothing to do with underneath it. It breaks up the room. Chalekes means it breaks up the room in a manner that completely divides it from one side of the room to the other side of the room. Chalekes b'sechabayis or mafsekes means it's placed in the middle of the room, so it's mafsek the room. And it divides it in a manner that it goes from one side of the wall to the other side, meaning completely and totally dividing that room. So what's the shayla? There's no way you can go from one side of the room to the other room unless you go either underneath it or over the bed. Hello. Any ochel avim mitzad acher elo al gabe amito, either by climbing over the bed, oy yeshuach v'yavi tachter, or by crouching and going underneath the bed. So the shayla of the Gemara was, what was the shayla of the Gemara? Nothing about checking under the bed. That wasn't the shayla. The shayla of the Gemara is: do you need to check the other side of the room? Do you need to be choishes that a person used chametz on, let's say, the left hand side of the bed? So you need to be chayshus that he would have, without thinking, gone to the right-hand side of the bed with that chometz. Meaning, we're talking about a salon, let's say, where you have the right-hand side of the room is used for eating, the left-hand side of the room is used for work, let's say, not for eating, and the shayla is, you have a right-hand side and a left-hand side with a bed in the middle. Do we assume, since there's a bed in the middle being mastic, so we can assume, fine, great, so no chometz went to the other side. Or, do we have to be chayshus? That person climbed over the bed, or went under the bed, to bring, with chometz, to go to the other side. That's the shayla of the Gemara. The Ka'amah, the Ein Tzarech B'dika, L'tzad Pnimi. And it says you don't need the B'dika for the inside part of the room, meaning the side on the other side of the bed. You don't need the B'dika for that side because we can assume that since the bed was mastic, you did not go there with chometz. Yeah, we see something very geschmack in this place. We mentioned already that there's something called chori habayis, alyonim tachtonim. Chori habayis doesn't need bedika. Why? Because you don't bring chometz there. Even though you bring chometz in the room, you bring chometz to the room, but you don't bring chometz to that area of the room, and therefore you don't need to do bedika. Now here from this basis, you see we have to limit what we just said. If I bring chametz into a room, and there's no clear division between the part where I use eat chametz and any other part of the room, then I do have to be chayshish that chametz went everywhere in the room. I have to be chayshish, there's nothing there stopping between one part of the room and the other. So therefore I have to be chayshish that chametz went everywhere in the room. It's only because Chaya Abayis has its own particular place, it's a closed area, then we can say, yeah, chometz didn't get there. But if you're talking about like in your salon, you can't say, well, I only ate chometz on the right-hand side of the salon, and therefore I'd have to be chayshus about chometz getting to the left-hand side. Much as it's one area, it's all open, avadi chayshus chometz went from one side to the other side. But here there's a bed that's separating it. The shayla is, if you have a bed separating it, from one side of the room to the other side of the room, and there's no way of going past apart from climbing over the bed, is that enough of a thing to say, yeah, a person wouldn't climb over a bed carrying chometz. He's eating chometz on the right-hand side of the room, that is where he's eating, and not on the left-hand side. Yes, Yeshua, what's the problem?
It's not a problem, except again, I'm bringing something extraneous or something that I know from elsewhere, like with respect to rodents and mice and things like that. And of course, they could scurry across from one side of the room to the other side of the room, and high bed, low bed, stones, wood, none of that's necessarily going to stop it. So wouldn't you still be hoshesh for the other parts of the house, even though,
you need a little bit of patience, one daf time. If you turn over to the daf test on the aleph, it talks about your mice or your rodents or your polecats or whatever you want to talk about. It's all discussed there. One daf time. So we're almost there. We're almost there. It's a good aura, but we're not yet there. So at the moment we're talking about people. Do we have to be cheshesh for people bringing comments from one side of the house to the other? So we're saying, if it's one room, yeah, you do. If it's one divided up with a divider, then you don't. Well, maybe you don't.
Because in between people and rodents, what about children? They do carry food. they take their candy bars and they bring them everywhere.
Okay, in Allah it says if you have children, you permit them to be chesed for much more than what's stated here, because it's a mockery, it's a machine to make comments. Nachon. But let's try and keep to the adult for the moment. You're right, it's a good or a better be saying. Interesting how he runs from mice and you go to children, but they're both both valid points. But the mice is good. So, where are we holding here? Oh, so that's the side of the Gemara. That's the side. If I had this bed that goes from one side of the room to the other side of the room without a way of going past. You have to go from one side of the room over the bed or under the bed. Are we choshesh that Chometz Bemet got to the other side? So the Gemara says, what did Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? That you don't need to. The second Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, you don't need to. Ain't a tzicha. What did the first Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say?
You need
to. You do need to. You are choshesh Chometz got to the other side. That was the contradiction of the Gemara. Are we choshesh? Are we not choshesh? To which the Gemara answers. What the Gemara answer?
If there's stones and wood underneath, then you don't have to.
My answer, no. I think my answer.
Well, it said kasha, but then...
Well, I have to go on to this theater. Come on, rabbis, you learn the Gemara.
What's it, high and low?
High and low, thank you, yes, high and low. The difference if it's high or if it's low.
High.
If it's a high bed, then we... We'll have to see. The way we understood till now, if it's a high bed, then what? Let's try and work it out. If it's a high bed, then... The shadow is only chesh, the chometz went from one side to the other side. So if it's a high bed...
If it's a high bed, you could go underneath.
If you go underneath. If it's a low bed, you can't. It's lovely to hear your voice. So the Gemara says...
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why can't you just go over it if it's a low bed?
Because people don't climb over it. Climbing over a bed, people won't do with chometz. While you're holding chometz and you're just crouching underneath, maybe you would do. But if you start having to climb over a bed, people don't bring chometz in their beds, in the couches. Right? So it could be. That's how Ramesh Peres wants to explain it. We'll see in Tesis. Tesis has two mahalachim. That's one mahalach how you can explain it. Okay, so that's the shayla of the Gemara. Shayla of the Gemara was you have a bed that's dividing up the room. Are we choshesh that chometz came from one side to the other side? The Gemara brought a steer in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and the answer was, it depends on the bed. Depending on the bed, that depends whether the choshesh chometz went from one side to the other side. V'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi, says Tesis Vayit, v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi also mashma that the shayla is not like Rashi, a shayla of being doing bedika under the bed, right? It's not like the story of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach. It's not a shayla of doing bedika under the bed. It's a shayla of doing bedika from one side to the other side. Open the sefer, and also in the sefer, the comma, because they say from Shimon Gamliel Oyma. Shimon Gamliel said mitos yichitzetes, a mitos that's a chitzet hachilekes b'soich habayis. That is dividing up the house. The eitzim v'avonim munachim tachto, and Eitzim and stones are lying on it. He said, Boidik Tzad HaChitzoy. That's the shayt. That's the nekuda we need. You Boidik the other side. So Tzad HaChitzoy. You Boidik the outer side. There ain't a Boidik Tzad HaPnimi. And you don't need to check the Tzad HaPnimi. You don't need to check the inner side, meaning what we call the right and the left. You check the right-hand side of the room, you don't need to check the left-hand side of the room. So you see clearly in the Yerushalmi and clearly in the Tosefta, not like Rashi. The shayla of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel was not a shayla where you have to check underneath the bed. You don't need to check underneath the bed. The shayla was where you have to check on the other side of the bed. Meaning, that since you have a bed, which is a divider, maybe that's enough to say, okay, Ad kan higia chomet. Still here chomet came. After that, you don't have to do chishus for chomet.
Is it machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos of checking each of the sad, or the Rashi imagines the bed to be very different to the way Tosfos imagines it? Tosfos says it's completely dividing the two rooms. Does Rashi agree with that?
Rashi doesn't necessarily agree to that. No. Rashi comes to Rashi. It doesn't have to go from one side.
That they're talking about slightly.
Yeah. The consultation is the word chilekes meant that it went from one side of the room to the other side.
Divide the room completely.
Comes to Rashi. That was not necessary. The chilekes is really completely nothing to do with anything. Just types from the words. But as Tosfos says, there's nothing to do with the slippery. That was a cash on Rashi. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now
Rashi obviously knew this Tosefta and knows this Yerushalmi. I mean, he's not going to just ignore it. I mean, wouldn't he perhaps agree? I mean, he's talked about one issue, looking underneath it. When it comes to going from, you know, looking one side to the other side, wouldn't he say, of course, you know, that, you know, if it's
valid question, a very valid question. What did Rashi do with the Tosefta? Well, I'll tell you in a second, half a second. No, I can't tell you. There's a sefer called Nagin Shlema. Nagin Shlema, I told you about it. The grandchild of the Pnei Yeshua, who tried to answer every single Rashi that he's asked on, but this one he doesn't address. But, okay, it's a discussion on Rashi. Yeah. Oh, so now Tezis comes to the nitty gritty of the pshat of the Allah. Mitocha Yerushalmi Mashma. So we have two of Shimon Gamliels. One of Shimon Gamliels says you do, and one of Shimon Gamliels says you don't. Mitocha Yerushalmi Mashma. From the Yerushalmi it appears that the Braitha, the Kloni Bo Eitzim Avonim, the Braitha that mentioned the Eitzim Avonim, that was the Braitha that said that Ein Tzorach B'dika. That was the Braitha that said you don't need to do B'dika there. Also, our Gersa in the Gemara is such a Gersa. Our guess is also that the Braitha has Eitzim Avonim. That's the Braitha that says you don't need to do Bedika there. So if so, Tosfos has a Gevaldik Akasha. V'hodalei Mishanim, Tocho, Sheyesh Eitzim, V'Avonim. Why didn't we answer? You know why? You know why you don't need to do Bedika? It's because Eitzim V'Avonim underneath it. That's why you don't need to do a Bedika. And the other case is where you do need to, the case which says you do need to do bedika on the other side of the bed, is where there's no Eitzim Avonim, and therefore you would be able to go underneath the bed. Why didn't the Gemara answer that simply? Why didn't the Gemara simply answer that if there's Eitzim Avonim there, so obviously you're unable to get from one side of the bed to the other side of it. But if, with Chometz, holding Chometz, but if there's no Eitzim Avonim there, then you can crouch under the bed with the Chometz, and therefore you'll go to the other side holding the Chometz. I mean, if you have to climb over the bed, you're not going to bring bed and chometz into your bed. You're not going to do that. You crummify the bed. You have all crumbs there. You're not going to do that. So the only thing might be that you might go underneath the bed, holding the chometz. If there's Eitzim Avonim in there, there's no chance.
Can I just ask, if I can understand stones, but if the wood is for the stove for heating, you might go to get wood while you're heating?
Right, the shayla of the Gemara though, the shayla of the Gemara according to Tosfos and according to Yerushalmi is, do you need to check the other side of the bed? Not underneath the bed. That wasn't the shayla. The shayla was, do you need to check on the other side of the room? Do we say that since there was a divider, you're not going to carry chametz to the other side of the roof. Now, even if you're right, you might come to take a bit of chametz when you're taking out the woods, but you're not going to be able to go with that chametz to the other side of the room, because the wood is dividing up the room, and you're not going to get to the other side. The wood's blocking your path. So even though you're right, in such a case, maybe you'd have to check under the bed, because there might be chametz there, but you wouldn't have to check on the other side of the room, because you wouldn't have brought chametz to the other side of the room. The only way you'll get there is by climbing over a bed, and you're not going to climb over a bed holding your chametz.
Couldn't you say that the bed, high or low, if it has wood or stones underneath it, then it's tantamount to being a low bed that you can't traverse underneath it. Whereas a high bed means it's a high bed with nothing underneath it. And it kind of, you read it into it, so to speak. Because it would eliminate
Why don't we just say it? Why do we have to come onto high and low? Why don't we just say it? I don't understand your kasha. It says there's a vonim, eight of vonim there, so therefore you can't get there. Why don't you just answer what it says? High and low is making an assumption. I'll tell you that bed's high and this bed's low. But we could answer very simply. It says clearly this is eight of vonim, and this isn't. It says clearly it. So why don't we just say that's the cause? I agree with what you're saying, Rabbi Shlomo. Sure. That it's equivalent to it. I agree to that. But L'chaya, answer much more to the point. It says clearly there's eight of vonim there, and that's the reason finished.
I didn't really understand what the kasha was. They seemed like two different cases. It wasn't a stira. One's a case of...
That's Tesis Kasha. Very good.
I didn't even understand why the Gemara is asking.
Very good. That's Tesis Kasha. Indeed, that's Tesis Kasha. That is Tesis Kasha. Yeah, Yossi, you wanted to ask something.
I was wondering if the case is talking about a mita that's being used for eating, like they used to do, right? And so he reclines like we do by Pesach, which is the way they used to eat. And usually you have to do it on the left side, so you're going to do the same direction, which means you're going to be facing inside. And the only question here that we're talking about is when he's munching away and the crumbs are falling out, hopefully on his plate, does he have to check the back of the side of his back, which since he doesn't eat in that direction, the crumbs shouldn't be falling in that direction, so maybe he has no chiyuv to check in that direction. And the question is, do the crumbs go underneath the bed or not underneath the bed? Because there are stones there. If there are stones there, it doesn't need to be checked because the crumbs won't go there.
Very original, but no. There is if it comes that way you're saying, it wouldn't make a difference how high the bed is, how low the bed is. It wouldn't make any difference. The point is, if you're worried about crumbs falling on the other side, so then even if it's a high bed, you should be worried about it. Or even if it's a low bed, if that's what you're worried about.
No, underneath. You're worried about also being underneath, crumbs underneath.
Tesis says we're worried about, the shayla was about the other side of the bed, not underneath. The shayla of the Gemara was about the sub-pneumi or sub-chitze. I mean, yeah, we know you have to check the sub-chitze.
If the bed is low, then it's not going to go on the other side. If the crumbs fall on your direction where you're facing. If it's high up, the crumbs could fall and roll in to the other side. You're not facing the other side for the rav.
Okay. I don't think so. Yeah. Okay, let's... You sure you have an arm because I want to move on? Yeah.
Oh, move on then. I just want to add to what I previously said about the cat. That I think the high bed and low bed just means it's traversable or not traversable. If you have stones underneath it, then it's under the low bed category. If it doesn't have stones underneath...
I agree with you, 100%. So why didn't the Gemara just answer very straight to the point? There's 18 of one in there, so it's not transversible. Exactly right, I must give 100%. Why didn't the Gemara say that? So, why didn't we say that one place is talking about is 18 of one, and that's why there's no chance of Chometz getting there? Mishum deloy mashmale. Now, this line now is a little tricky. It's not what the Gemara didn't understand. The Gemara didn't understand that just because there's a few pieces of wood there or stones, that's the reason why he doesn't need a bdika. We'll read with the brackets, that's how the Mashal reads it. The Soida Dava is because it's not normal to crouch under a bed. That's not because there happen to be stones there. That's why you're not chayav bedika, but rather the reason why you don't need a bedika is because is not the derech to crouch under a bed. That's how the Gemara understood. I mean, the Gemara could have answered an answer which would have been a very local answer, would have been a very limited answer. You want to know when you need to do a bedika. You don't want to know why. Here you don't, because it happens to be something blocking your way. Says the Taisus, the Gemara understood there's a deeper reason for it. It's not because it happened to be something blocking your way. Rather, like Yeshua said beforehand, because it's not the derech v'chlal to crawl underneath, and it's not transversible. That's the reason. That's the reason why. So, the leimashmalei, the Gemara did not understand, or the Gemara Yishalmi did not understand, shebishvelkach ein tzavadika, because there happened to be stones or wood there. That's why you don't need a bedika. But rather, Ella, rather, mishum dein derech l'shoyach v'lavei tachas hamita. It's not the normal way to bend and crouch and go under a bed. And that's why the Gemara answered that. The reason why the Gemara talks about high and low, the reason why the Gemara talks about high and low is because the Gemara wants to talk about a case which is not practical to crouch, and a case where you wouldn't need to crouch. I mean, if it's a low bed, you'll have to crouch, and that's not the derech. If it's a high bed, you can walk underneath without crouching. So we could have said a chiluk eitzim avon, and we could have said a chiluk. That would have been very too simplistic and not correct. When the Brisa talks about eitzim avonim, it's not mashma that was the yisoid, that was the chiluk. Rather something deeper than that.
So why is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel giving a difference that makes no difference instead of giving a difference that actually would make sense?
Shimon ben Gamliel, according to this, Shimon ben Gamliel doesn't actually say the point. He doesn't speak out. He doesn't speak out why one of them mentioned Eitzim Avonim is a pure fluke. It's nothing to do with the actual Pesach Halacha. Either Brisa could have said Eitzim Avonim, that would not have been the point. The point is it...
So why did Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel just say a high bed? And a high bed, and the other price to say a low bed.
Yeah, good eye. Right. Yeah, nachon. So high on this chat. Yeah. Mishum d'loy mashmalei shebishul kach in tach v'dika ela mishum dein derech l'shoyach v'lav itach d'mita. Omeshani. So the Gemara answers according to that. Oh, the me dalye. Now when the bed is. Oh, the medallion, what was the medallion? Oh, the medallion, when the bed is... When the bed's high, Hassan Tzach Vedika, then you need to do Vedika, why? Lefi, She. The legs are high, the yochel lave tachto, and you can transverse underneath it, below shchia, without crouching. And that's the answer of the Gemara. You want to know why Rav Shimon ben Gamliel on the first Gemara says you don't need the bedika, because it's talking about, the first Gemara says you do need the bedika, it's talking about a high bed. The second Gemara says you don't need the bedika, it's talking about a low bed. Inami. Now so it's the other way around. Inami.
But he's saying that you could go underneath it with a shchia, means that it's 1.5 meters tall, and there's a 1.5 meter space underneath it.
No, Dafka. Shchia means crouching. You have to bend yourself slightly to go underneath. Could be it. That would be. But to crouch under the bed, you wouldn't do. I don't know
that
exactly.
That's basically like crawling on your belly. I mean, is that what...
Yeah, I don't know the exact height. The Gemara doesn't give it.
It's relatively high that you can do it with, you don't have to be on your knees.
Yeah. That's right. Then we're facing the stuff on its way.
It's not such a usable couch that way. I mean, you need a ladder to climb onto it to sit or recline. I mean, that seems...
okay. Inami, or alternatively, says so it's now the opposite way around. The medallia with a high bed, aim sorry, you don't need to, why? Now it says the thing, complete opposite. Now it says the thing, completely different terms. That you'd never be chesed a person crawls under a bed. Never be chesed a person crawls under a bed. The problem is, maybe a person would climb over the bed to get to the other side. Says Tosfos, if it's a high bed, then you would not need to. Why? Because it's not convenient to start climbing up a ladder to get over to the other side, holding your chametz, and therefore not chashish that happens. But if it's a low bed, then the mat, we have to be chashish, then he jumped over, climbed over the bed, and went to the other side. So come to this malach of Tosfos, the shaila was never about going underneath a bed. You would never go under a bed. Ever. People don't go under a bed. So what is the shaila? The shaila is climbing. This is what Daniel mentioned before. Climbing over the bed. I said nobody would do such a thing where Echatisha brings crumbs into your bed. Said Tosfos, no, the hagufa is the shaila. The shaila is you climb over the bread, over the bed, holding your bread to get to the other side of the room. So if it's a high bed, no. If it's a low bed, yes. Sure, yeah.
What is stones and evanim have to, I mean, evanim and etzim have to do with anything? Talk about high and low.
But this chart, etzim avon is really completely a
red modern herring?
Yes, a red herring. Completely nothing to do with it. According to this chart, the climbing shine is climbing over the bed, right? Climbing over the bed, and then the fact that there's stones or wood, there's certainly not issue. According to the first shot, the shadow was climbing under the bed, so bemet stones and wood could be an issue, but they said there was mashmash to the Gemara that was not the real reason why, rather something more fundamental. A person doesn't crawl under a low bed, he might go under a high bed, but not crawl under a low bed. According to the second shot, the Gemara, a person never crawl under bed. High, low, a person wouldn't go under bed. The shadow is only going over a bed. Over a bed. If it's a high bed, then what? Then you don't need the bdika. If it's a low bed, you do need the bdika. So when you read the Gemara, and the Gemara says, harder medalia, harder metatoi, and one's high and one's low, there's the nafkamina la maisa. And nafkamina la maisa, have to read this Gemara. According to the first child, the Gemara, harder medalia means a high bed. That's where you have to be chashish the other side of the room. According to Mashenka, if it's a low bed, you don't need to be chashish from it got to the other side of the room. According to the second halach of the Gemara, the Inami, the second halach of Tesis, it's the opposite. If it's a high bed, you have to be cheshesh. You don't have to be cheshesh chometz went to the other side of the room. Because nobody's going to climb up a ladder to hold in the chometz to go to the other side of the room. If it's a low bed, then you just jump over the bed. Yes, there we have to be cheshesh chometz got to the other side of the room.
According to this, could Avanim and Eitzim just be code for high and low? In other words, a bed that you're, a place where you put, where there's storage room, meaning you could place things there because it's a higher bed. A low bed, there's no room, you can't put stuff under it because there's no room.
Could be. V'yesvarim degolsi, some people have a different gusa. V'yesvarim degolsi, ein tzorich bekamaisa. In the first braisa, it says you don't need. And if a braisa, tzorich. And in the second braisa, with a traisa, tzorich. In the second braisa, regarding the one with the stones and the wood, there it says you do need the vidika. If it's the one that didn't have any stones or wood underneath, it says you don't need the vidika. The ones with the stones underneath, you do need the vidika. Why should that be? What stones and wood got to do with it now? Well, if he's there, figures as all, knock out etzim v'avonim sturim tachtao lirabusa. According to this girsa, the reason why it says etzim v'avonim sturim tachtao is lirabusa. So tanya chidush. Even though there's stones and wood there, you still don't need to do bedika on the other side. You still do need to do a bdika on the other side. In the second braisa, it says you do need the bdika. Not like the gist of Al Gemara, not like the Yerushalmi. In the second braisa, it says you do need the bdika. So why did it talk about Eitzim Avonim? Tamei Chiddush. That even though there's Eitzim Avonim there, you would still need to do a bdika. You might have thought, since there's Eitzim Avonim there, you don't need to do a bdika. Kamashalan, you do need to do a bdika. Right?
And why are the other case, don't you?
The Gemara asked that question. The Gemara asked, what's the difference between the one case and the other case? And the Gemara answered, a high and low.
No, sir, still going high and low.
Right. That's the Gemara said. The Gemara said the chiluk is high and low. Just in the case which says you do need to do a bedika, there it's speaking about this eitzim avon there to tell me a chiddush. That even if there's eitzim avon there, your chiddush, you've got to the other side of your chot. I want to ask you a very simple pshat question. Pure pshat. We have two mahalkim in the Gemara, in Tesis. Tesis has two mahalkim. What did the Gemara mean high and low? Did the Gemara mean to say by high and low that you'll come to crawl underneath, go underneath the bed? If it's high, you'll go underneath it. If it's low, you won't. Or did high and low mean if it's high, you won't go over the bed? If it's low, you'll go over the bed. This Yesh Svarim, the Golsi, how do they understand what high and low meant? Did they mean to learn that, like Tesis is first shot, that you'll come to crawl or you won't come to crawl under the bed? Or did they learn like the second shot that they mean you'll come to climb over or you won't come to climb over the bed? Following my question?
Yeah, but I was going to ask you that.
Okay, very good. So I asked it first. Very possible pshat question. Pshat question which you should be able to work out. Taitas brought down two shots in what the medallion mitatoy means. Does it mean if it's high, that's the reason not to do a bedika? Or does it mean if it's high, reason to do a bedika? Taitas starts off saying, if it's high, it's the reason to do a bedika. Taitas second shot was, if it's high, it's the reason not to do a bedika. Taisus brought down the Yesh Svarim that says that Eitzim Vavonim underneath is a Rabuso. It comes on the Chiddush. That even though there was Eitzim Vavonim there, you still need to do a Bedika on the other side. That's why it says in the Braisa, Eitzim Vavonim. Even though there's Eitzim Vavonim there, you still need to do a Bedika on the other side. The first Braisa says you don't need to do a Bedika. The second Braisa says you do need to do a Bedika. We ask the steer between them. We say a Teret is high and low. What's that answer? High is the reason to do a bedika, or high is the reason not to do a bedika?
High is the reason to do a bedika.
I'd say that.
Because but you would think that if there's stuff in the way, then you don't. And the chiddush is, when it's high, you do, even though there's stuff in the way.
Thank you. How do you know it's that way? Maybe it's the other way.
Then what's the chiddush? That if it's a low bed, that you could climb over, so why would the fact that there's something under the bed make a difference?
Excellent. Well done, Mordechai. That's the pshat. Well done, Mordechai. So, that according to this pshat, the Eitzim Avonim is a chiddush. It means it's something that is acting as a deterrent, acting as a blocking you, stopping you from going in. That's what this Eitzim Avonim is. So if the Eitzim Avonim is there to stop you from getting in, it can only be that the chiddush is you would have thought you'd go in the place where the Eitzim Avonim is, crouching under the bed. You would have thought maybe you wouldn't be chayav because you have to crouch. And there's Eitzim Avonim there, so you might have thought you would have another reason why you don't need to do bedika. Kamashalah, no. Under bed people go. Even though there's Eitzim Avonim there, you would clear the place and you'd go from one side to the other side. So, Taisus, the Mashaf, points this out. According to this, he's from the Golsi, they learned that medallia means a high bed that we are chishas, you'll go underneath it. Tatoi means a low bed, and we're not chishas, you'll go underneath it. But whenever chishas, you'll climb over a bed. Ochshash is, you'll go underneath it. If it's a high bed, you will. And I'll tell you something more. If it's a high bed, you will, even if you've got stones there. Even if you've got wooden stones there.
It's in the first mission that if there's a mapolet that you don't have to go and cover to do the bdikah. So how can you suggest that if there's stones and wood that you have to do a bdikah there?
Here it is. We're not doing a bdikah where the stones and wood is. We're doing a bdikah on the other side of the room. Mm-hmm. The side is, the fact that stones and wood there, does that mean you won't get to the other side of the room with your chametz? So it's saying you would.
Thank you.
Right. Rabbeinu Chanan al-Goras, let's finish off Tesis. Rabbeinu Chanan al-Goras, Bitravayu Intzorich. Here the Gisa, then both Mahalchim of the Gemara Intzorich. Both Malachim, you don't, in both braces, you don't need to do Bedika. If Shimon Gamliel said the Mitam of Sekes, you don't need to do Bedika. If Shimon Gamliel said Mitam of Sekes, you don't need to do Bedika. So what's the question now? The best to say. What's the question? What is the question? Parich, so the taste is a parich, miha, to become maitha le be'inom eitzim sudurim. Why is it? Then the first braisa says that if there's eitzim, the first braisa doesn't say if there's eitzim, doesn't mention eitzim. Sounds like you don't need to do bedika even if there's no eitzim there. And in the second braisa, it says you don't need to do bedika, and it mentions that there's eitzim there. Again, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the question of the Gemara is, why is there no mention of Eitzim in the first braisa, and there is mention of Eitzim in the second braisa? To which the Gemara answers, the first braisa is talking about a high bed, and since it's a low bed. Since it's a low bed, therefore there's no reason to assume you'll go from one side to the other side, because it's a low bed. Therefore you don't need to do a bedika there. I'm saying in the second braisa is talking about a high bed. A high bed, Bemet, you would go underneath it. But if there's eitzim in the sedurim, if there's eitzim there, then you won't go underneath it. If there's eitzim there, then you won't go. And therefore, that's why you don't need to do a bedika. So, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, both braisas said you don't need to do a bedika. Both braisas said you don't need to do a bedika. So why did one braisa mention stones and one braisa not? Teres says, the braisa that mentioned stones was talking about a high bed. A high bed, that meant you would have gone from one side to the other side by going underneath the bed. So, the reason why you don't need to do bedika is because there's eitzim avonim there. According to Mashenkin, if it's a low bed, you anyway don't need to do bedika. So if you do a sikkum on tesis, you make yourself a little chart. You'll see that that's coming as a maitis, according to the lesson of the halakha of tesis. What's the halacha if you have a bed that's high with eitzim avonim underneath it? What's the halacha? A high bed with eitzim v'avonim underneath it.
You don't need to do a bedika on the other side because you couldn't get there.
According to Rabbeinu Chananel, you would not need to do a bedika on the other side because it's eitzim v'avonim there. According to the pshat of Tosfos that said a high bed you don't go over, also you wouldn't need to do a bedika on the other side because a high bed you don't go over. But according to the pshat that Tosfos brought down, the Yeshvar and the Gol.
For a second shot, you do.
And it says, Eitzim Avon and say the Chiddush. It says, in that case, you would need to do a Bdika in a case when you have Eitzim Avonim underneath it. What would be if you have a low bet with Eitzim Avonim underneath it? What's the halach in that case? Or, a low bet with Eitzim Avonim. Let's talk about that case. A low bet with Eitzim Avonim. What's it did in that case?
According to the opinion that says you're going over, then you would have to check it. Under all circumstances, if it's the case underneath, you know, going under, that you're crawling underneath, Eitzim or Vanim doesn't matter. People won't do it, so you don't need to check.
Excellent. Yeah. So if it's a low bed, then according to the Pshat Tosfos, if you go over, you would have a problem. If it's Pshat Tosfos, you go under, then there's no problem whatsoever. The same would be if you have a low bed without Eitzim Avonim, exactly the same. Eitzim right. Avonim was not an issue on that point. So Meila, that's the Mahalach according to Tosfos. Those are the different shittas of Tosfos. Pshat in the Gemara. Again, according to Rashi, we were never speaking about the other side of the room. We were speaking about underneath the bed, underneath the couch or the bed, whatever mitzvah means. But according to Tosfos, the shaila was about going on the other side of the bed, and different Mahalachim according to different Gemara stories in the Gemara. Very good, Baruch Hashem. We're going to finish the sugya. Let's cook out still this Tana. The next part of the sugya, we have a sugya about Mapolis. That's the sugya now coming up. And then included in that sugya is the famous sugya about Shluchim Mitzvah, Nizekin or not Nizekin. This is quite a famous sugya. We should start it already. We should start. Although we have to do Chazar as well, but we did Chazar last week, Beretzin, so we should start it. And one second, did we do Chazar last week? I don't, That doesn't mean anything.
But the Rav didn't send out sheets. The Rav was going to send out sheets, and I never
got sheets. But did everyone do Chazara? That's the sense of Shaila.
We did Chazara.
You did Chazara? Okay, so then, then we should start. We should start.
I only can speak for Yossi and myself. I can't speak for everybody else.
Okay, let's have a quick vote. Would you like to spend tomorrow doing Chazara of the Sugya from Tana Rabbanan on previous Omid, Zayin Omid Beis? Would you like tomorrow to be, today, tomorrow to be dedicated for Chazara? Or would you like to start the new Sugya? A quick vote. Rabbi Akiv, what's your vote?
You're muted.
Rabbi Akiv, your vote.
Yeah, your name.
You're still muted, Rabbi Akiv. Off you go, quickly.
Chazara.
Yeah, sure. I'm just going to come to the screen. Sure.
I'm indifferent. I'm just happy.
Come on, give a vote. Come on, yeah.
All right.
Yes,
Beiter.
Okay. Sure, Yossi. Yossi?
Huh?
Yes, Yossi is Beiter. That means Beiter, I guess. Mordechai.
If it's with you, then Chazara. If it's not with you, then Beiter.
What do you mean with me?
I didn't know when you said Chazara. It means we're on our own to do Chazara, or we're in a shir.
Yeah, you go on your own, and I'll give you some questions for it.
Oh, quick questions. Oh, there's questions, I'll do Chazar.
Okay, good. My parents?
That's all that's better for me. We're going off now for kind of the second off.
Oh,
I won't be able to tune in tomorrow, because we have to go back for a check.
That's better for you, sir. The first thing is to be well, and you have to share.
Amen.
And Danielle, give us a vote.
Chazara.
Oh, and Avram.
Chazara.
So Chazara carries the day.
Yetzer Tov outweighs the Yetzer Hara, which is a good thing.
Right. So Chazara carries the day. It's from Tana Rabbanan until where we got to now. Tana, it's a whole Ahmed. And there won't be shit tomorrow, but I will, believe either, send out these questions for you to work on during the course of the day. I'll send it out, and then you can work on it tomorrow. Fill them in. I would be grateful if I would get these questions back, because I would like to know where we're holding in the shir. Not because I want to criticize anyone, but possibly to know where to focus a little bit. So it would be great if you would send the questions back as well.
Sunday, we're going to go over the sheets, and then we're going to start the next sugya, or we're going to do the next sugya starting Monday?
Sunday, we're going to go over the sheets. And good point. Are we going to start the next sugya? We probably will start a bit, yes.
Okay, so we should also, in addition to Chazara, do a little bit of preparation for the next sugya.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not fair that. Okay, Sunday we won't start. Well, Sunday we'll go over the sheets, and on Monday we'll start going later. Yes, Hashem. Okay.
So how does
Rashi deal
with Rashi? Be well. I'm sure I was thinking. Yeah, be well, Mr. Perry. You sure was speaking first. Mordechai? Okay, sure, I was speaking
about that. When Rashi says in Masekis, he says, Yesh Hesek Ben Shulel Lekarka. How do you translate Shulel exactly?
The mattress.
The mattress.
The base. The base of the bed.
The base of the bed, the couch, the whatever.
Okay. Whatever Mitzvah means, yeah. Yeshua, I was here.
The couch where she's living on.
A quick question. How does Rashi then deal with this whole concept of dividing up the room? I mean, so he doesn't hold that a couch would divide up the room, but like if there were like mechitzas, then you wouldn't be hoshesh on the other side of the mechitza? I mean,
There's no Gemara about it. Come on, if there's a proper wall between it, you'd have to be hoshesh from one to
the other. That's a proper, if there is or is not.
There's a bed. We don't have a Gemara about it. Come to Rashi, no such Gemara, so, don't know.
Well, but there is a Gemara in the Rishonim. He didn't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, I don't know, that's why I'm having a real difficulty with the whole thing.
You're right. Come to Rashi, the Sugya, our Gemara, what happened, what did Rashi do with the Rishonim? Maybe Rashi didn't know about it. But come to Rashi, the Sugya which we have was not discussing about going to the other side. What's the halacha going to upset it?
Huh.
Yeah.
According to Tosfos, what's the din? Is there a klal when he gives, you know, three different malchim?
I'm leaving in a minute.
Ben Achanan holds a
continuity,
a heavyweight. So we have a Ben
Achanan. So we assume that he goes. We assume he goes by Ben Achanan at the end.
Could very well be because Ben Achanan is called Zvav Zivik Kabbalah. That's why it says it's he's a very heavyweight. But I don't know. Okay, Shmiga Bench to everyone.